Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Somewhere in your business journey, you may be having a situation where you have been charging certain prices for your product, service, or ideas, and you feel that it's time to raise the fees to cover your costs that have gone up by inflation and extra staff and other reasons. And you had awkwardness about raising your fees. You're questioning it. Your self-worth is on the line, whether people will buy it, etc. Regardless, if you do the following exercise, you might just find it practical and be able to end up getting what you deserve and getting paid more for your service. So first, sit down with a friend across from in 2 chairs, sitting facing each other, and have a little game. Pick your friend. Have your friend ask you that I think your fee deserves to be this. And if you feel that's too low, stick your thumb up. If you think it's too high, put your hand down. And they'll start off with a ridiculously low fee, whatever the fee, ridiculously low, and say, well, it's $10. And you'll go up $20, up $40, up $80, up, let's say you're charging for an hour of your time for your service. You go $150. Up $180, up $190, up $200, yep, $210, nope. You intuitively have a knowing of what you can charge with a clear consciousness for any product, service, or idea that you're involved in. You know. It's your perception of its value. So by doing that, you have a starting point. It's just a starting point to look at where you currently are with your values, to have an idea of what you believe it's worth right now. Once you do that, just know that if you try to charge more than that, you'll feel a little guilty. You charge less than that, you'll feel resentful. And so you start there. But the question is really that you might be asking is, how do I raise that? Because that's not quite enough. I feel like I deserve more than that. Well, if you did really truly felt you deserve more than that, the thumb would keep going up. So first start with where it is now. Then if you'd like to raise your fee, do this exercise. It's not that hard. Write down on a ledger, piece of paper, 100 benefits to the typical client of charging the fee that you prefer, the elevated fee, 100 benefits in their values. How will it help them? Not you. How will it help your clients? And make sure you answer that 100 times. At first, you're going to run out of, you're going to think, I can't think of any. Stop, take a break, come back and add some more. Don't stop until you're actually grateful for the new fee. And you feel absolutely clear that it's going to be a value to them. There's no hesitation. Then write down 100 drawbacks of anything less. How is it a drawback to the client of charging anything less for the fee? And do 100 of those. If you write down 100 benefits of the fee that you desire to the client or clients, and what's the drawback to the client or clients of anything less? And how you're devaluing the product and how it disserves them. If you go in there and do that on 100 and 100, your mindset will be different. The moment you finish that, go back and sit with your friend across the 2 chairs do the same exercise and have them put the thumb up or put the thumb down when they reach a certain point. And I guarantee you, after you do that exercise, you will feel now uncomfortable with the old fee and feel it's too low and be able to look people straight in the eye and say, this is what the new fee is. And people are waiting for you to value yourself. People keep waiting for other people to value them. But if you value yourself, they value you. The world on the outside reflects what's going on the inside. The second you do that again, you'll find your fee just went up and you feel totally comfortable with the new fee. And you'll get that fee. But you make sure that you also communicated in the values of the individual. I would actually write all these down and memorize what values you provided them with this new fee and just services. Because when you do, the way you communicate your fees to them will be different. And then you'll liberate yourself from the anxiety of charging what you feel you want. And it's basically a self-image and the self-expression. And if you stack up enough reasons and benefits to the client of the new fee, you'll be able to articulate it and give them more added value, and they'll buy it. So it's basically a perception, inner perception game affecting in their outer perception. So take the time to do that. Whether you're starting a new business, you can do this, or you've been in business for a period of time. And if you're somehow questioning it, do the exercise until you actually have no question. And that way you have clarity about what you'll charge, and you'll have clarity of what to say and why the value of that charge is there. And you'll find that you've raised your fee, you're getting paid what you want, and maybe every year or no more than every quarter, but maybe once a year, you may want to raise your fee again. Factor in inflation, factor in your cost, do a new evaluation of what it's really costing to produce. And if it deserves to have, there's more cost there and you deserve to have more for your time and effort, then do it again. And do that each time you want to do that. I've seen people, and I did it myself, and I raised my fees for many years. And when I raised my fees, more people wanted my service. When you value you, so does the world. So that exercise I know will be helpful in transforming maybe a stagnant fee or maybe a devaluation and increase the value of what you're offering.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.